Guys, please dab and subscribe.
Guys, please just dab.
Please let me eat alive. You so I can be perfect.
Guys, I'm gonna summon Shenron now. Is that okay with you?
Mm. Yeah. What's your plan? What's your wish?
Shenron, I summon you.
Hello, nerd.
Okay, hurtful, but you can continue.
I am the great and mighty Shenron. What is it that you desire?
Mm-hmm.
Which Shenron?
What do you want? Jeez, come on. I mean, I don't have all day. God.
How many wishes do I have?
I'm just going to say 2.
And right. Are there any limitations?
Well, you got to ask it first. That's the rule.
That seems a bit ass backwards, but okay.
Are you a mighty dragon? I didn't think so. Okay.
No. It keeps the audience on their toes.
Wait. So now there's 2 Shenrons? What is this? Okay.
I mean, I grant the first wish, and he grants the second one.
I'm his subconscious.
He's training.
Okay, one.
What are you talking about? I've been doing this for years.
Okay, one. Can I wish to... And then there's the other one, Jamal.
No. He's just Shenron.
Okay. Can I wish to make Dragon Ball a better anime?
That is beyond my power.
Okay, one. Can I wish that we get 1,000 listens per episode?
That is also beyond my power.
Can I have a really good cheese pizza delivered to my house in like an hour and a half?
That is also beyond my power.
Than an average cheese pizza.
Could it be DiGiorno's instead?
Yeah, do you have like a Domino's?
How about this? Could you put the DiGiorno?
Could I send you a coupon?
Yeah. Okay. So, which one can I get a DiGiorno coupon?
Sure. Let me clip these real quick. Okay.
We established earlier that for some reason I'm granting the second one.
Yeah. So.
So what is
okay,
it?
Okay. You better use them by today, or else they expire.
By today.
Yeah. Yes.
But all the stores.
Your wish
closed.
Has been granted.
Okay. Number 2. Okay. For second dragon Shenron. Yeah. Could I get a better co-host for this podcast?
That wish is beyond my power.
You're right, because I work with the best people in the world. How about this? Can I girlfriend to not have toes?
Actually, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
can you
take out
that?
Knife. Let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can just...
Juan, you already did my first wish, so Shenron needs to do
out.
The second one.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, he's just getting the knife. I'm going to be doing the cutting of the toes.
Okay, sweet, thank you.
He just knows where it is, because he used it last.
Well, yeah, the wish has been granted, so go the fuck home.
Hey,
yeah,
that's his line.
Goodbye.
You're just getting the knife. Wow.
I'm not really sending him a coupon.
Shut up, you dumb idiot. Intro the show.
All right. Well, we could try something different.
He's just going to say, hey. Yep, there
no,
it is.
No. Hey, guys. What is Android 16's favorite Lynyrd Skynyrd song?
Gee, I don't know.
Free Bird. What's up, guys? This is the Funky Anime Podcast.
Wow, I actually did not know what to expect.
I told you.
I told you, I was out the ass with the bits. I thought of that when I was driving to my grandma's. I held that in for like 4 hours. Hey. What's up? This is the Funky Anime Podcast, guys.
What up, James?
I am Garbalax, and I am currently watching Pino, who is watching the birds. Pino, introduce yourself.
Hello, I am Pino. Look at the birds. I can't see the birds. It's too dark outside.
And Chuck is...
Where are you?
Is yelling at Vegeta.
God damn it. Vegeta! Don't do it! You're worth more than that! Well, if you're gonna jump, at least do a flip. It'll look cool when you hit the ground.
Did he say flip? Let me look this way now. Oh, you did it.
Good there job, Vegeta. Good landing. I give you a 7.3 out of 37.
He's not moving.
It's fine.
No, he landed on his feet, though.
He's not.
It's fine.
He's still not moving.
I think he's good.
It's fine. He's just gravity training. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
So, this week, this bi-week, is that the proper term?
I think it's bi-week.
Happy Bisexual Awareness Month or something? There's a bi-week.
I think it is. Bi-week. We always do these bi-weekly.
Is it
bi-weekly or
it's every other week.
Yeah. Is that bi-weekly?
Yeah, that's bi-weekly.
Okay.
God. No, what I was referencing is that it's bi-week, the week that we're
it is
say
now.
Bye, Felicia.
It is now. So, we watch Dragon Ball Kai.
It's bi-visibility day.
We continue watching Dragon Ball Kai. Pino finally got past the Frieza saga.
What? You mean this isn't the Frieza saga that I just saw?
No, it's a green Frieza.
Oh, okay.
They didn't put him in the freezer long enough.
He got moldy. It's pretty gross. So, ugh. All right. So, I mean, we usually go over like the first impressions, but I mean, since we already kind of have seen this show.
Well, Pino can get first
impressions. Well, this is still my...
Yeah, it's the first time you saw Cell Saga. Yeah, do you have anything to say?
All right. So, again, since this was my first time watching anything that wasn't Namek, I was kind of looking forward to it. I was just like, yeah, let's see what's going on. I know what a cell is. I know what the nucleus is, too. It's the powerhouse of a cell, but...
It's the mitochondria.
No,
that was the joke. That was the joke.
Yeah, but that's a meme.
No, but it was a joke on the meme. It was memeception.
Okay, all right. You're all.
I know all
like
about.
You.
I knew all about the androids. I'm just gonna ignore all that.
You played like the games, so
yeah. So a couple characters
and
I recognize.
Super.
Yeah, I mean, I skipped around with Dragon Ball. So again, I apparently always watched Namek. I watched Super, and then everything else in the middle was sprinkled in by either the Couch Fighters or just like random memories that I used to have as a kid or games I used to download. Some of the characters...
You've seen like an episode here or there.
Yes,
your friends watching it.
I do remember that. And when we talk about a certain part of it, like I will be like, ooh, that's me. But you know, I was just really looking forward to it because it was like just something really new. And I will say it was very fun. I'll say that.
You were not disappointed. You were not let down.
I never said that. I said it was very fun. Tune in for more.
Well, Chuck, do you have anything? Any contributions?
Well, like always, I'm the most important person on this podcast. So let me tell you a little story.
All right. It's grandpa time.
Everyone sit down and listen to this old man ramble about it. Shut up. Do you want to hear the story or not?
Yes.
If old man rambling isn't the description of this show, I don't know what is.
Guys, I watched the Frieza saga and the Saiyan saga back when we recorded the first episode. And then we watched this one, but I watched it after the Cell and... Nope, after the Saiyan and Frieza saga.
Yeah, you just kept going. You just...
And then
like
I kept going, and then I kept going, and then I watched through the entirety of Kai in, like, a month.
I remember that time. I was... In my mind, I was like, wow, that was... How? We have other shows to watch.
It's because Dragon Ball is just like such a junk food show, right? Like you can put it on in the background. You don't have to pay 100% attention.
It's garbage.
Yeah. It's junk. It's not really satisfying. Like, you know, like you watch Kill la Kill and like you're satisfied because it's a full story. There we go. It's done. It's specifically made for that small time frame. But Dragon Ball has to keep going, keep going, keep going. And so there's a lot of just nonsense.
Well,
I don't think I would agree with that much. I mean, there's a lot to like. Yeah, there's a lot to like about Dragon Ball.
I really enjoy it. Oh, well, yeah. Obviously I enjoy it if I fucking watch through the billionth episode by billions.
It's just such a weird format, you know? I guess all shonen really counts.
Yeah, I can agree with that, yeah. There's no there's no like breaks in the middle to be like, ooh, I can finally watch something else. It's more like a well, I guess I'll see you next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball.
Were you doing the Terminator?
No, that was the Bruce Faulkner. That was from the Faulkner soundtrack.
Shout out to the Bruce bad soundtrack.
No, we're gonna get into that. We're gonna get into that. So,
that was in English.
We're gonna get into it
right here, right now.
Right now.
On
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
On Fappin'.
Okay, keep going. I'm tired.
We've already talked about this OP. It's good.
We're going to talk about it again. Let's give them a
rest. Talk about it again? Well, yeah, because, like, they did another thing where, like, they had some other people singing with it, too. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if they did that for the first...
Yeah, for the first time we watched through, I think two to three different people sang, I believe. And the third time it was... Yeah.
And they introduced a girl in this one?
That was... I enjoyed that very much. I was like...
Oh, and the score is back to the original Japanese score of Z, because I assume they wanted it just to be the same for all regions, and so the U.S. got the Japanese soundtrack. They didn't, bring the Faulkner soundtrack. It was because the first composer of Kai got accused and was actually confirmed to be... he was, ripping off...
Oh, plagiarizing.
Yeah, plagiarizing. Thank you. Plagiarizing other songs, and so he got fired. Yeah, and that's why there's the Japanese score. That's what the original one is.
I did not know
that. I didn't even need a wiki for that. That was all just from memory.
Jeez Louise. And this happened, I'm assuming, during the run of the first Kai, right? Or
while they were working on the Cell Saga, he got fired. Okay. And so they just started using the Japanese score just because they already had it lying around.
I really liked it because there was a slide whistle.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed the sounds.
My only complaint is the slide whistle.
No, that was cool.
The slide whistle was the best part.
Let me tell you how I felt. I remember I was sitting down. I was eating lunch. Because I was like, you know what, I have time. Mm-hmm. I was eating lunch, having a nice sip of my lemonade. And I hear a slide whistle.
Una limonada.
And I nearly choked. I look around, I'm like, there's no kids outside playing. And then I realize that was the show. So
yeah.
So I had to take a step back. I had to go back just to make sure I wasn't crazy. And lo and behold, it was a slide whistle for sale.
Yep, because they use it a couple more times, and I hate it. It takes me out of it.
It's my favorite part.
I remember typing it up on the Discord. I was like, guys, there's a slide whistle.
No, whenever I heard it again, I'm like, guys, do you remember about the slide whistle?
Yeah, and then I mentioned something on it, but yeah.
Are we going to talk about the OP at all, or are we just talking about music?
Well, we already talked about the OP, is the thing.
We got to refresh it, you know, for the first time viewers who are watching.
Then talk about it. I was just going to skip over it because we talked about it already. All right, so talk about it if you have something to say.
Guys, it's still good.
Because I want to talk about the score.
It's still very good. It's still very, very... It pumps you up for the next episode. Even though I did skip just so that I could... get to the show
time.
whenever I was like I wanted to slow down, or like if I had to stand up and I was already loading up the next episode, I let it play.
Yeah, you'd leave it playing,
sing along.
Yeah, I know. I always leave
turn blonde, and then I
Dragon Soul's real good.
Yeah,
Dragon Soul's real good. I love it, and especially in this they change up visuals a little bit, so you can... I don't know if they had Trunks looking out. I don't think they did.
No, yeah, they changed everything with Cell and the androids.
So they added the androids. They add Dr. Gero for a little bit in Android 21. They show Gohan standing on the lookout, looking out over...
Wow, is that what they call it, lookout?
Super Saiyan 4.
I'm legit serious. It's just like literally hit
me. Yes, Kami's lookout. That's
but
what
he's looking out on the lookout. That's why it's called a lookout, right? Because you're looking at... Okay, that makes sense to me now.
Are you stupid?
Because he has to look out over all of Earth.
I've been told. So, yes.
Yeah, but... Drag Soul's good.
Yes.
It's... But you know it's real good.
I don't know. If you're going to say what I think you're saying...
Don't say it.
I don't think it.
If you're saying something other than Chala Head Chala, then you... I know what you're going to say.
Guys,
yep. We haven't seen Boo.
What's up?
We haven't watched Boo.
Get excited for the Boo saga so we can talk about Fight It Out.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't like Fight It Out.
I like that. But
we talked about it the other day. I was playing Nier Automata, and you guys were talking about it, and I wanted to like do an NVIDIA shadow play of like that we just talk about this in our free time, too, because I thought it'd be funny.
We do. It's sad.
It's great. Because, you know, sometimes we just have to fight it out, right, boys?
No.
Fight it out!
Can I talk about the score?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I just want to say that I do miss the Faulkner score. I like the Japanese soundtrack, but it's probably nostalgia. It's probably nostalgia, and it's probably personal preference over the like electronic music that Faulkner does that's like kind of dark and spooky.
Okay.
You know?
So I was going to ask about that. Like how extremely different is it between the Japanese and...
It makes the whole show feel different.
Hmm.
Is how impactful it is. Like, Dragon Ball feels a lot more edgy versus, like, kind of wacky sometimes. Oh. Like, with the Faulkner soundtrack.
Okay.
Because it's such a different genre of music.
And genre.
Yes, because it's
genre. Yeah. That's really it. And then, like, the original Japanese song for when Gohan goes Super Saiyan 2, I really am disappointed with the song that they picked in Kai versus the original Japanese soundtrack.
I really liked it.
I like it in the US version with the Faulkner soundtrack, but I really like the original Japanese song that they used.
I don't know. There's a whole lot of good stuff that I really enjoyed with this. And I know we didn't really get to talk about it too much, but like, I don't know. It's just real good. I can't really put it into my into words unless I like actually find some of the songs, but
yeah,
especially shit like Mr. Satan's music is like stupid and perfect. Like it fits
the character, fits the mood.
It fits him so well, and then there's a slide whistle, and it makes me the happiest person alive.
I hate the slide whistle. It takes me out of it.
If anything, it improves my experience tenfold.
I think it promotes more of the goofier side than what I believe Dragon Ball was. Because
fucking Dragon Ball isn't, like, I get it. People die. There's some serious moments. You get sad.
But it's overall
but it's fucking
tone.
Dragon Ball. Like,
you got monkeys flying. You got Yamcha's dying. I mean, what else could you ask for? Come on.
Guys, Yamcha didn't die in this arc, so I have to give it a 0 out of 5.
You're right.
Yeah.
But he did do his
little
pose. He
almost died, though.
I wish. Died. Like twice. He got stabbed in the chest.
Yeah. He was about to die there.
There's a lot of people who I thought were dead, but apparently they weren't. And I was kind of...
Yeah, like Trunks.
I was like,
end.
Trunks,
by the way,
dead?
Spoilers.
Like, nah, tis but a scratch.
His eyes were like cloudy and white, but he's fine.
Yeah.
You just feed him a senzu bean.
No, because they wished... Did they wish him back?
I think they. Yeah, you're right. He did die.
Yeah, they
wished
he did die. They wished him back.
It was just so quick.
Okay, yeah. It was,
guys, special beam cannon.
Guys,
Makan Kasapo.
Guys, I plateaued.
The show is plateaued. Are we done
guys,
talking
I
about
live
the
on
music?
A plateau.
I'm on a plane.
Ooh.
I can't complain.
Okay. Whew. Thought she said something else.
Guys, I know that this isn't really the time where we bring up characters, but I just want to say...
We're about there.
No,
we're not.
Okay. No, we're not even close, but...
Yes, we are.
The king, his name is King Furry.
Yes! I can't believe the king... When I saw the king, I was confused. I'm like, wait a second. They've accepted animals into their culture? What is this? And this explained everything to me with the pig man.
That explains
and the flying
everything.
And the flying cat and the talking turtle.
Yeah.
And Yajirobe.
We, We've got to, after we finish Z, we should, my plan was to watch GT after Z, because I haven't even seen GT, but we might have to watch the original Dragon Ball. Yeah, we're going to do GT.
The original Dragon Ball is so good, guys.
Yeah, I think we might do that, and then GT, unless someone sends us an email. Where are your balls? Send us an email. Guys, send us an email.
Guys.
At funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
Guys,
send us an email. Or contact at funkyanimepodcast.com. That one forwards
over. Guys, can you send me money?
No.
No. There's not even a method to do so.
You're right. Can you send me an email with a dollar sign in it so I can feel like I'm getting money, but I know you're not?
Hey, guys. Could you yes. send me...
Are you
me,
sure we don't have an email that we haven't read?
Could you send me a certain type of signal that I won't specify on because no, I want this to come in? But if you know what I'm talking about, if you know what kind of signal I'm looking for...
No one knows what you're talking about because we cut the joke.
Every time. I'm going to leave that one in just for the sake of mystery.
I'm going to cut it out.
What?
No.
I didn't even I'm leaving say it anything. In.
Guys.
Just don't remind him and he'll forget.
Let's talk about the presentation because this is getting nowhere fast.
Just like Dragon Ball.
It's you're Dragon Ball. Right. It's the original 1980s, 1990s animation.
So
it's the same. It's just a little touched up and like Vegeta's hair color is fixed.
I like that.
Yeah, it's not red.
I like that. Yeah. Those subtle changes. Like I have seen the pictures and I do remember some scenes from when I was younger. But like seeing them correct, I guess.
It looks good.
It looks good. It looks great.
And and every time Cell's tail goes, it looks really good for some reason.
They animated that really well. I was uncomfortable every time I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because it's so smooth and it goes, and I'm like, oh no!
And it's supposed to make you feel uncomfortable, so like it did its purpose perfectly, you know? Like,
I won't lie,
the original show doesn't look super great in the grand scheme of things, but I mean, it looks fine. It's not offensive.
It's got that nostalgic look that I like.
I must say that I really, really enjoy just the look. Yeah. Of Dragon Ball Z and like Kai as an extension of it, because it has like that, because it's all hand drawn at this point.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of warm, like it seems warm and welcoming because it's all this is hand drawn. So you're like, fuck, dude, someone had to draw that tail thing. Go, Ugh! And I'm like, Ugh! You're right. especially comparing it to Super, which like it's. Like, the source, like, on the manga isn't Akira Toriyama at this point.
Well, that doing all and the... Super isn't based on the manga. Super and the manga... Actually, the anime got ahead of the manga.
Hmm. Yeah, but that's... We don't talk about that.
Not until we watch Super.
But it's just bad.
No.
It just doesn't look as good.
What, Super? Yeah, Super does not look as good. But then I again, like the these look... guys... These guys like had to be like pros to even get to this point because they were doing it on paper, you know. Like Super is digital, so they could hire someone with less skill and fix it digitally, you know.
I know, but it makes me sad.
I will say, like, I think Super looks fine. I'm not one of those people that is going to be like,
I'm not going to shit on it, but it just doesn't look as good, and that's how it is.
Yeah.
I mean, as times change, you know, there's a lot of things we try to cut corners with. I do like myself some of the
part of it. Yeah, is just
You know who doesn't cut corners? Wendy's. They have square burgers, and it makes me uncomfortable.
That really caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, apparently Chuck really likes Wendy's.
No, they make me uncomfortable.
Oh,
it's because they don't.
How dare they be different?
Yeah, how dare them?
I've been eating my burgers the same way since 1992. You dare tell me
I prefer the Falconer sauce.
I prefer Shenron.
I prefer Peronga.
Goggles.
It's true.
Bakatuka there.
Wow. That didn't appropriate the Namekian really culture at all.
Guys, that was Peronga.
That got really off track.
Guys, don't you remember when Genyu as a frog showed up during the Cell Saga for like one shot?
What? Really?
He was apparently outside Goku's house for a shot.
I did not know that.
And they might have been cut. in yeah. Kai?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely in Z, but I don't know if it was in...
Oh, no, it just makes me giggle.
It's very good.
Interesting, interesting.
It's very good.
There were some parts in this show. I remember when it comes to the presentation, like all the times when they're screaming and their power is cutting loose and like everything looks like doomsday. I will say I did also with the same kind of sentiment with the tail, when they would make the clouds move in the sky, change colors. Like I was like, well, damn, yeah. How strong are these boys gonna get?
Yeah. And the original run of Z, like, you get to see a lot more of that because there's just a lot more of just time wasting.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some really great shots in there. But I feel like I would rather have the shorter watch time than all that extra stuff. It's more valuable. But yeah, there's a lot of that. And they used, like, this is the best of the best is basically my point here.
Okay. Well, that makes
sense. Of the many that they had from the original.
Okay. Well, I mean, do we have anything else to talk about when it comes to presentation? I mean, everything kind of stayed the same.
How were the backgrounds? Good. Done.
Backgrounds were pretty good. They were all hand-drawn, which, you know, is always a solid, good oomph for
it's
that.
It's all, like, watercolory.
There were some shots, obviously, that were, like, you could tell that they were, like, let's just draw a blob and say that's Cell.
That's a mountain.
That's him,
hey guys,
I guess.
That white ball is Krillin.
And I'm like...
Where are the dots on his head?
Yeah. I mean, that happens with all shows, so I mean, it's whatever. True.
But still, it makes me a wee bit sad, boy.
It's okay.
I mean, I feel like now that we've seen, like, a fair share of anime, not just for the show, but, like, in general, like, things like that really bother us.
No, only for the show.
Only for Dragon Ball. Only for
I only watch Dragon Ball.
I see. But as I was saying, like, you know, like we're so used to a nice detail of like seasonal
no game,
shows.
No life.
Sure, yeah. Even No Game, No Life, like shows that have had time put into it, and then they're like, okay, it's over. We did it. All this time we spent is good. While we have like the daily shows doing like
Dragon Ball's junk food.
Hey man, this looks like Gohan. Let's do that.
Yeah. And everyone
has
see
the spiky hair boy. That's him.
Don't question it.
And Toriyama can only draw five faces.
That's right.
Don't tell him. What if they guest star?
Who, Akira Toriyama?
Yeah.
No
yeah,
way.
That
dude is a recluse.
If Akira Toriyama was able to be on the show and got a translator for us,
it's alright. I'll translate.
Do it.
You translate from Japanese.
Yeah.
Or does Toriyama know Spanish?
I can translate.
I like the idea of Akira Toriyama knowing Spanish to talk to Fino, and Fino can translate it to English.
That would be very good.
Guys, that's canon. You know that, right?
What?
Look it up.
Spanish?
No, I'm totally not going to the wiki right now to change the languages he knows. But you know, he knows Spanish.
Guys, after this episode, go to Wikipedia, check Akira Toriyama's languages.
Only check to make sure that it's right, and then edit it and fix it.
I'm gonna go in my time machine. I'm gonna go back in time to when Toriyama was making Dragon Ball. I will teach him Spanish. But at the
Why
same time...
Why not teach him in high school?
No. Because then, at the same time, Chuck will want to ruin my plans. He'll go back in time with me. But he will, instead of doing that, he will consume all... the dollars that he can, and then he will ask him the age-old question of, if you stop making Dragon Ball, I'll give you 17 cents, and then my entire existence and this plan would actually not work. Never mind.
Wow, that
no, if we're going by Dragon Ball time travel standards, it won't change our time period. It'll change the alternate time
You're
period.
Right. What a perfect segue into the plot. Series.
So real quick, let me summarize what happens. Okay.
All right.
Please do.
All right. So what happens is we got Frieza's coming back and they're like, oh fuck, Goku's still fucking around in space. And so while Goku's
apparently he didn't die. I was actually surprised he didn't die.
Yeah. They thought he was dead, but he was just fucking around. And so Frieza comes back and he's like, oh, I'm gonna fucking kill him.
Yeah, I told my dad on you.
And then
that.
Yeah, and Krillin and Gohan are like, oh, do you sense that? And Gohan's like, oh shit. And then they go.
And then Yamcha's like, oh, he's no big deal.
Yeah, Yamcha's like, oh, you beat him once, you can beat him again. And Krillin's like, no, that guy actually made me fucking explode. It was incredibly traumatizing.
I was dead for like a good day.
Don't make me fight him again. And so...
Wait. I have another question. I know okay. This is back in Namek. Hurry. But if Krillin exploded, don't you need to have the body
preserved? Yeah, they retconned
preserved?
It. They retconned it. Okay. They just ignored that rule. Okay. Or we'll say it was because it was the Namekian dragon, so whatever.
Yeah, you know, Purunga's a lot better than Shenron.
He's a beefier kind of guy.
Yeah, apparently you don't need the body for Purunga, and then they retconned it, whatever. Who cares? And so purple-haired dude comes up, and he's like, I'm gonna kill you. And we're who the fuck is this guy? And then he comes in, and then he just destroys them. Like, they don't even stand a chance, and he's like, And then he sees everyone. He's like, hey, I'm going to go get a beer.
And wait for
he's
Goku.
Like, come on. Come hang out with me. I know where Goku's going to be, so come on. And they all go, and they have a beer. And they chill out, and then Goku shows up. And he tells Goku, he's like, Chi-Chi and Vegeta are my parents. And Goku's like...
excuse me. You said Chi-Chi and Vegeta. Did you mean Bulma? Oh.
Bulma and Vegeta.
Yeah, I'm listening.
I didn't catch that.
He was like, Bulma and Vegeta are gonna... Yeah, someone would roast me later, so thank you, Pineapple.
Yeah, no problem.
And guys, then, I like me a good old roast beef.
Dude, shoutouts to beef. And then... Goku's beef. Like, where's the beef? And Trunks is like, no, Wendy's doesn't exist in my timeline, you see. And then... see, I brought it full circle. I'm a fucking genius. And then...
You are not...
Whatever. And then Goku's like, oh man, I really go for some Wendy's. And then Trunks is like, listen, you're going to get heart disease in like 20 years. Or not 20
three.
Years.
Wow,
like
you
five
really
years.
Did bring it back.
Three.
And then...
It was three.
He's like, because it's because you've been eating all those Wendy's burgers. And so Goku's like, ah shit, well thank you for the antidote. It's grape flavored.
And I'll go to Mickey D's instead.
And then
other guys will just eat you alive, but I'll take you to Mickey D's.
And then Goku goes to Mickey D's, and then he takes Gohan with him reluctantly. And
no, get back on track. I can't.
And Trunks was like, oh man, dude, like these androids are gonna come fuck our shit up in a couple years. Y'all gotta go train. And they're like, oh, it's a good thing we're not gonna be dicking around getting soft.
So, wait, I'm gonna stop you right there.
Okay.
So even though they did explain the fact that let's wait and train to fight these androids, I do remember one of them brought up the fact it's like, hey, why don't we just look for them now? And they're like, well, we don't know where they'd be. But I'm like,
no,
if you tried
no,
them,
no, they'd be able to
no,
find them.
No, Goku and Vegeta were like, no, let's wait.
Yeah, Goku and Vegeta were idiots. And Bulma was the only one with a brain.
Right,
and Bulma was the one who brought that up. Bulma was like, dude, if we can just go find them, we can kill them now. And Goku and Vegeta are like, no, we're not going to do that. We want to fight them when they're strong.
No, I'm going to fight them when they're strong and forget to take my medicine.
Yeah, seriously.
God,
and then
that makes me
it's because he ate all those goddamn Wendy's burgers. That dumb fucker.
So, and I then, mean, I get it. I get that it's Saiyan pride, but like, I just
Saiyan
really
pride
makes,
for their Wendy's.
Not for their Wendy's, but also for just their like hard on for fighting strong people. But it just makes me like angry. At those moments, I'm like, guys, you're throwing logic out the door. Please do
yeah,
not.
Yeah, well, it's shown in anime. That's how it is.
It's true, but it just bothers me. You may continue with the plot.
All right, and so they go and train, and then Piccolo, Gohan, and Piccolo, and Gohan, and Goku.
They all go and train. And Gohan.
And Gohan. And Goku. And Piccolo. And Piccolo and Goku, that's his name. Oh, yeah, I forgot because he's a terrible parent. And so they all go train together, and they... go and they're like, oh man, we're gonna be so strong. And they did not get Gohan Super Saiyan yet.
No,
they tried and they could not. Yeah. And so then the androids came, and then they were like, oh fuck. And then the androids went on Yamcha.
So
and Yamcha went
stop you right there. So even though we don't know yet, I wanted to talk about the fact that from Trunks' time These two androids that appeared first were not the ones he saw in his future.
Yes, they're different androids.
Okay.
So yes. There was another set of androids because the other ones show up later. Because
we messed up the timeline, Trunks. You messed it up.
Yeah. And Trunks. So they come in and they're like, aw, man. And they eat a bunch of senzu beans. Like, they're just only eating senzu beans at this fucking point.
Guys, I only eat senzu beans.
Guys, and senzu beans Vegeta. Sponsor us.
Vegeta rips the arms off so he can't do the suck, and he's like, ha 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 ha. And then Piccolo is like, I'm going to rip your arms off, Dr. Gero. And then he does it, and Dr. Gero's like, and Dr. Gero runs like a little bitch back to his lab.
That was something, yeah. I mean, you're right.
That escalated quite quickly.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And he's an android, so they can't sense his power. And so then.
Guys.
Then the real androids show up, and Trunks describes them, and he's like, oh, it's a blonde girl who's not unattractive, or some other stupid double negative that he used. And then there's like
if I would, I'd take her out to a fancy dinner, but she murdered everyone, but I wouldn't put it past me.
If she wasn't evil, I bet even Trunks would dare, or not Trunks, I bet even Kuririn would date him.
Nice.
Kuririn. And then they show up and they fucking kill Dr. Gero, and even though that's like his dad, and he's like, what the fuck? You betrayed me. I made you.
They had ulterior
and then they're like,
motives.
Oh, man. There's like, oh, man. There's who's this other robot?
Right, there's a third.
And then
there's another.
And then they pull up Android 16, and he's like,
I like the birds. I must kill Goku.
I never understood that little point. Was there more to what he was meant to do?
Yes.
For what?
Do you want me to explain?
Is it a spoiler for the next series or no?
No.
Okay.
No. So, Android 16 is actually Dr. Gero's, I believe, dead son.
Oh.
He's got his personality built into him. And that's why he's, like, telling the Android 17 and 18, like, not to open that robot, because the experiment went really wrong. As you can tell by him only being like, I like birds, must kill Goku.
Oh, I see. So he, like, I mean, he didn't seem like he was messed up or anything. He just seemed like not what Gero wanted, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why he didn't want 17 and 18 to open him up.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
His son. Wow. I'm just...
Yeah.
I'm surprised, actually.
It was pretty fucked up, yeah. I was kind of hoping that, like, you didn't know that.
No, I didn't. But that was...
I don't know if that's canon or not. Oh. I don't remember.
Hey, man. That's still a shock either way. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. And maybe just be an elaborate fan theory that's, like, considered canon. I don't know. But I'd have to look it up. Email us and tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah. Guys, don't worry. Don't be afraid to call us out, but be nice about it.
Guys. Guys, Oolong isn't in this show enough.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Guys, I want to see him.
He doesn't transform anymore, and it makes me sad.
They do bring that back in Super. Don't worry.
Ah, oh, damn it. I haven't gotten that far.
They bring it back for, like, a filler episode, too, but it was, like, a really good filler episode. There were, like, two really good filler episodes in Super. But, and then Android 18 kisses Krillin, and he's like,
yes.
I'm very aroused.
I'm very uncomfortable. Can you never do that ever again?
Well, what, sorry, aroused man. Krillin?
That was his
No,
Krillin.
Aroused you.
No, that wasn't Stop. Me. That was Krillin.
Guys, guys, the podcast is canceled. This is the last episode. One episode before the finale. But you know,
it had to
who
be.
Who fucking cares?
Whatever. Krillin gets a little excited there.
I thought that was interesting having like Krillin have that kind of like.
Yeah, a crush on the villain.
Right, it was like a Stockholm syndrome sort of. It's like you just beat the crap out of me. I like that.
He's a masochist.
I see. Is Krillin a masochist? Find out.
Yeah.
On this episode of Law and Order.
Boom boom.
Yeah. And so, let's see. I swear, there's like some stuff they fixed. They probably fixed like some continuity. I've sworn like 100 times already.
Can you not?
No. I'm physically incapable. Anyway,
could you
a green dude, a lizard shows up. A lizard shows up.
And this lizard is Cell, right?
Yeah.
This lizard's from the future?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what happened was he was in a pod, and Trunks and Gohan were fucking around in the woods.
Right.
And, And Gohan was like, over here. And Trunks was like, yep, that's a fucking gross thing. And that's my old time machine. Look, it even has hope written on the side. Bulma was like, oh.
So and when the time machine showed up, stop you right there. This is kind of where my mind kind of like, yeah, not exploded, but imploded a little bit. I was not aware that there was.
Just don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. We don't even want to talk about it. It's needlessly complicated. No. It's needlessly complicated. I already showed you the chart. You didn't understand the chart.
But for the listeners,
let's not even talk about the chart.
Wait, when was there? What, guys?
There was a chart involved.
I've been dying to talk about
this. Seems like we're
gonna dying to talk about the Cell Saga's timelines.
Guys, look at this. I have boxes full of Cell, so I gotta put this guy in the guy's goddamn hands. And I watch up the stairs and open the door, and what do I find?
There is no cell.
This man does not exist. And I'm like, oh shit, I gotta keep going a little deeper. Guys, watch It's Always Dragon Ball.
Oh, is this a reference to something?
Yeah. It's from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
This reference.
Just look up Pepe Silvia sometime.
Guys, It's Always Dragon Ball in Philadelphia.
It's Always Dragon Pepe Ball in Area Silvia. 50.
Yeah. Guys, that was Area a really 50. Good bit. That was. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
That might be in the top 10 moments. Number one. No.
Guys, cool if bit. Someone's listening to this right now and wants to do a top 10 list about us, I will voice over it. Like, if you send me a script, I'll send you back me reading
and
the
script.
And
make it terrible.
Oh.
And I'll do it, too.
No. Please.
They're going to do a top 10 of the mistakes we made, I think they're going to have more than 10.
It's just the top ones, though. The ones that are really stupid.
You mean
like us everything? Fucking up Baccano.
Oh, yeah.
Forgetting to mention an entire family.
I'm so sorry. But thank you for that wonderful comment. It actually really made my day.
Rev.
By the wiki admin.
You're a killer. Yes.
Shout out to you, man. Guy.
This is a test to see if he sticks around.
he's not. Not even close. Okay.
We were talking about the timeline.
Okay, so yeah, we found the androids.
We were at the chart. I'm dying to talk about the chart. yes, there's a whole like, other timeline. It gets really confusing, and then just don't worry about it. Just don't overthink it. Don't even think about it because it's too confusing. And so they go on, and then there's Cell now, and so Cell's like, I must vor the androids.
I remember that scene specifically.
He vors one of the androids. Well, he sees Piccolo first, and he's like, I am not Piccolo. I am the Namekian with no name.
Okay,
and
cool.
He's like, whatever, you're Piccolo.
Can I just call you Piccolo? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's like, well, Kamikolo, that's a joke that Goku says.
Yeah, it made me giggle the first time I listened to it.
And Cell's like, whatever. How durable are you? How durable am I? Question for later.
How does he do that? No, I must say, it was weird because while we were watching this, parts 1, 2, and 3 of episode 60 of Team 4 Stars Dragon Ball Abridged came out, and that was fucking weird because I like watched that and then I watched the rest of the Cell game.
I kind of watched them together too.
It was so weird.
Yeah, and because I like caught up on a couple of DBZAs, you know, because that show is legitimately good.
Guys, I would recommend you to watch that. Watch, you know what you should watch? Dragon Ball Z Kai Abridged.
Yeah, just that episode.
Just watch those. Just watch those two episodes. You're
those are
fine.
Really
it's
good.
It's like 12 minutes total. You're fine.
Wait, you told me I could only watch two episodes and I would have caught up?
Yeah. I am hilarious and you will quote everything
no,
I say.
I say goodbye.
But, yep.
I'm a fucking Yoshi.
And then,
excuse me?
Listen, I'm telling a story here.
Okay, sorry.
And then, Cell fucking eats Android 17, and he like.
That's how he powers up, right? It, like he goes inside his little.
Well, he sucks like whole towns.
He
but
sucks
specifically
a lot of
17 and 18. And 17 and 18 were destroyed in his timeline, and that's why he travels back in time. Because Cell is actually from the future. Does that make any sense?
No, but I'm gonna say yes just to move on.
Okay, and so. Dragon Ball's stupid, guys. And so he comes back, and he tries to find 18, and they make a self-destruct button for Android 18 to explode her. And then Krillin is tasked with exploding her, but he's got a crush on her. And he's like, oh, I can't do it. And he breaks the remote, and Android 18's like, are you stupid, boy? And then Cell fucking eats her.
Yep. Kind of like that, yeah, that's how he felt afterwards. He was like, yummy in my tummy.
Delicious. And so, yeah, and then they eat him, and then Cell goes perfect, and he's like, ha, 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 ha. And his Faulkner song is really good.
He's like, ha, and then, ha, ha, try to catch me now, crabs.
Yeah, and he gets really charismatic, and he kind of acts like Vegeta, and it's excellent.
I like Cell's, like, attitude. Yeah, he's so
perfect. Cell is, like, sassy. One of the best characters. He's certainly the best villain.
From the two that I've seen, and I've seen one a lot, I do myself really like Cell a lot.
I like Cell.
I just don't like his previous two designs.
Yeah, yeah. And neither did anyone else, and that's why he wasn't originally planned to have transformations, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
It's just that viewers didn't like the designs either, The editor told Toriyama to make him cooler.
I'm gonna give him weird-looking
eyes. That's what happened, because
big lips.
There was a lot of that going on. But, dude, I got trivia out the wazoo. I've been waiting to talk about this.
This is great.
My whole life.
My whole life is good.
My whole life.
And my life.
Cell goes and is like, let's play a game, because he's a cocky little fut. And
hold
then
up, we can talk freak. About the hyperbolic time chamber. Or
oh well, no, because that's not yet. And so Cell says that, like, we're gonna play a game, and then they're like, oh yeah, and they are in the hyperbolic time chamber. They're fucking around, and so like they get a year's worth of training in a day.
So
and
what
so
I, what
like
I, what I was under,
Goku eventually I was, ate his purple drink because he was sick. I forgot to tell that part.
I was under the impression that the hyperbolic time chamber was used before, right? They mentioned
it
that
was.
Goku.
And they shouldn't have even been able to use it anymore, but they retconned it.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Retconned.
Okay.
It was retconned.
All right. Well, I'm going to probably not ask any more questions because they might be. The answer might be it got retconned.
Yes, okay. It very well might be.
Okay.
That's bullshit.
So, yeah, it's dumb, but whatever. Dragon Ball, don't take it too seriously.
But I like it.
Don't take it too seriously.
But I like it.
No, don't take it too seriously. No, like you can it. Like it and not.
I need to know everything.
Well, you're going to be wrong and disappointed.
Okay, I understand.
Understandable. And then they eventually, Gohan goes Super Saiyan, and then Goku's like, listen, you little pipsqueak, we're going to have to stay Super Saiyan for like a week.
A year.
Yeah, like just to be in practice, so that way it's like it's as normal as our normal state. And so then Vegeta and Trunks go in there. Well, they went in first, didn't they?
Yeah, they went in first.
Yes.
Yeah, they went in first, and then Trunks learned how to go Super Saiyan 1 Grade 2. So that was not Super Saiyan 2, that was Super Saiyan 1 Grade 2, which is why he was so beefy, but that made him slower, and so the transformation was useless.
And according to Trunks, Vegeta was not able to go Grade 2. He plateaued at just 1, right?
No. Vegeta found out how to do Super Saiyan 1 Grade 2, but he chooses not to do it because he values the speed. Over the increase in power. He found it to be a useless transformation because it takes up more energy and you're slower.
Okay, because that really
you have more attack.
Okay. Because that really confused me when Trunks was like, oh no, my dad is weaker than me. I'm like, well, what do you mean?
Yeah. It's because technically Trunks had more power than Vegeta in that
But fighting prowess, you need to have
speed.
Because if you're just raw power and no speed...
Yeah,
just,
it's like Pokemon. Think of it that way. Like one of those transformations was like a Pokemon like Steelix, where he's got all out of attack, but he's got no speed. Or like, okay, Snorlax isn't a good example because there's Trick Room sets, but I guess Steelix too. But yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. So like Rocky.
But yeah, that was Super Saiyan 1 Grade 2, and then. No one went Super Saiyan 2 until Gohan did versus Cell near the end.
Oh, so that was Super Saiyan 2. Okay.
Yeah, it's the only way you can really tell the difference is if there's, like, the blue lightning. That's the only way you can really tell. And they have slightly different hair.
Okay.
Very, very...
Yeah, it's very hard for me, even me to tell.
Okay, that makes
like
sense.
Like, Super Saiyan
1 versus 2. I remember
you
talking about that some other time. I don't know if it was... Probably in a different Discord server, but you guys were talking.
Yeah,
about
it was probably in another server.
What was I going to say? The fragility? No, the finesse? No, the details. I guess that's a better word. The details of what Super Saiyan.
Yeah, sometimes they forget to do the lightning for Super Saiyan 2.
Shit,
and so you
it.
Just can't be sure.
They're doing it.
Yeah,
you missed it.
You gotta be a little bit quicker. Yeah.
That's why Super Saiyan 3 is nice, because it's very obvious when they're Super Saiyan 3. Because
space changes, and then you get a little bit uncomfortable.
Oh, with their, yeah. their Mondo foreheads? Yeah. Sorry.
Seriously.
He's Mondo cool.
Yes, kids. Mondo cool.
That's the best thing ever.
I didn't even know I made a reference.
Guys, I'm Mondo cool.
Mondo cool.
But where was I? Oh, yeah. They were in the hyperbolic time chamber. He went Super Saiyan 1, Grade 1, and then they did a bunch of shit. And then Cell's like, okay, it's the Cell games. And then they did the Cell games.
I hated that.
And then everyone gets their butt kicked. And then Hercule's there, and he's like, oh, I'm the champion.
I enjoy he's Mr. Satan.
Yeah.
And it's Hercule. He'll never not
be, no.
He will never not be Mr. It's Satan to me.
He's Hercule Satan.
Hail Satan.
His name is Hercule Satan. Is his name.
Yeah, but it's
so
Mr.
You can
Satan.
Use them interchangeably.
I address him properly because I respect him.
I interchange them I've heard both, so it's kind of confusing for me.
Well, I have two, but hail Satan.
Hail Satan. Hail
Satan.
But yeah, and so he's there. He's a goofball. He's important later, but he's still very funny in this arc.
I like
because,
his...
yeah, he's comic relief because it gets more serious near the end there.
Yeah.
They're taking the comic relief. You remember what
but
that's
he also
from.
I hate the media. Yeah.
But he also threw Android 16's head at Gohan, so yeah, he was very important to the plot.
Oh yeah, look at that. He did do that. Cuz he was like, "Oh, is that a person?" He got really freaked out. It was really funny.
So as much as I love Satan's character, I didn't
much as
like
I love
any
Satan.
Of his I didn't like any of his like little lackeys who were like, "Oh, I'm gonna fight too." I'm just like, guys, please.
Yeah, no, they suck.
Please don't.
Well, their ass got kicked. Please. And you barely
I think
see
their point
again.
Was to kind of suck. I think they were supposed to suck.
It's true, but that was
yeah,
like
they were supposed to be comic.
That was a full episode of me just like, okay, when is the real stuff happening?
My favorite part is when the dude thrust his hips and there was a cowbell. That was my favorite part. Do you know? You guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
No, so the dude with the flower, the rose dude.
Oh, you mean
whenever
Vega.
He did his hip thrust. Yeah, whenever Vega did his thrust, it went da-dunk, da-dunk.
Oh, that big, yeah. Like the sound effect. Yeah.
I thought you were like, there was a
it's
literal
like
cowbell
whistle.
Somewhere. I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
Well, that was the sound effect they used. They did a cowbell.
Okay, so it's like the slide whistle, I got it.
And then there was the girl who talked like this.
The girl is that what you say, like boss? This?
Yeah,
and I can't believe dumb. The media would always just sound like this. This is my job as a journalist.
I didn't like them either.
I say that I will be able to do anything.
Nava was right.
And there's
I really hate
chemicals
the media
in the water, turning the freaking Roshis gay.
I don't think any form of chemicals could ever turn Roshi gay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me either, to be honest.
Pass me that magazine, there, young man.
Roshi's the best.
I wish.
It's too bad that he was hardly in this arc.
He was hanging out. He was training Krillin.
But yeah, they were in the hyperbolic time chamber to get out to fight Cell. And everyone gets their ass beat, and then Goku gets his ass beat. And Goku went first, and he was like, "Huh, I bet my son." Oh wait, Vegeta fights him at one point, but he gets his ass kicked too because Vegeta's a cocky little fuck.
Cocky little freaks.
And then I'm glad that you guys know that, because every time I say that, like in real life, like at work, no one ever gets it.
Like, man, Garb's so mean. What did we even do to him?
Cocky little freaks.
Why does he keep insulting us?
Thought he liked us.
I had to explain to someone what a Metroidvania is the other day, and I was like, wow, I guess this is more niche than I realized.
Sorry, but that wasn't nice.
It's okay. But yeah. They go and then they get fought, and then Cell kicks their ass, and Gohan's like, but can I really do it? And Android 18 or Android 16 is like, you can do it, Gohan.
So
I know that you don't like to fight either. What?
Be a defender of justice.
Be the defender of nature, the birds, Gohan. I go. Can't
think
go
of
on.
The birds, Gohan.
Think of the birds.
Believe in the
goes,
believes in you.
It's a really good song, but they cut it out of the Kai because they're stupid.
You know what's funny, actually? So fast forwarding, whenever they played Dragon Soul in the show themselves, they didn't use the dub version.
Yeah, they used the Japanese version.
They used the Japanese version.
I didn't mind.
Yeah. Every time that they played in the background, I'm like...
Well, it's because it was all sent, like, probably, like... It was probably just easier to do that because the... I don't know. They probably just thought it'd be cool. I mean, there's a point where Chris Sabat, like, calls him Son Goku, you know, in shout-outs to, like, the community that, you know...
Can you just keep going?
Yeah. And so Gohan goes Super Saiyan 2, and they keep thinking that they killed Cell, but they didn't. And
I hated that.
And then, yeah, and then, like, he Force up Android, reverse Force, sorry, 18 back up.
Hey, just and Krillin's like, just don't say reverse. You don't have to bring up that word.
Yeah, he regurgitated.
There we go.
That's a good word. Revorgitated. No. And then Krillin is like, no, Android 18. But she's alive, so it's okay. And so...
18!
At least she's legal!
No, that's not what I meant.
That's actually how I remember which one's 17 and which one's 18.
How do you not know who they are?
No, 18, because 17 my brain is like really dumb.
I can't say you're wrong there, but still.
I mean, but I don't know.
I just remember that 18 is legal, and then I remember that she's Android 18. It's called compressing your brain. It's actually... Huh? You wouldn't understand. You didn't watch Rick and Morty, but
I'll have you know, my IQ is out of this world. I've watched Rick and Morty 7 times in a row,
without
365 days a month,
over 2 days
a month. Yeah. Is that like some Kingdom Hearts shit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Birth by Morty. Yeah. Dream Rick distance.
What's happening to my body?
All right, I'm continuing because this is a disaster.
I literally told you to continue, and you're like,
yeah. No. And then he turns back to normal, or like he goes back a phase, and he is just the ugly lips one again. And then he's like, I'm gonna self destruct.
We're not allowed to talk about those.
Yeah, we're not allowed to talk about this part. And then he explodes, but Goku teleports him away. That kills the Goku.
That was a beautiful scene.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's like one of my favorite parts of this.
If Cell didn't regenerate 5 minutes later, it would have been great.
Right.
But
it's like, you did it.
Cell regenerates 5 minutes later.
Surprise.
And so he comes back and he's like,
surprise.
Clear this up for me. So he turns back into perfect Cell after he dies. Who did he absorb?
Because it's because he's a quote unquote has the Saiyan blood in him, and you know how Saiyans, if they get close to dying,
don't
die.
They get a Zenkai boost. Yeah. Whenever they get hurt and then come back, they get what's called a Zenkai boost. And that's why, like, you haven't played Xenoverse. But in Xenoverse, even if you lose a mission, you gain XP if you play as a Saiyan, because that's a Zenkai boost.
Oh, I like that.
Whereas if you play as a Namekian and you lose a level, you don't get XP from it. You just have to do the level again, and when you beat it, you'll get XP. But as a Saiyan, you gain a little bit of XP because
that's
you're a Saiyan, and that's a Zenkai boost.
Okay.
But,
I like that. Okay.
Yeah. And there's a whole thing about S cells that we won't get into, that's what makes them go Super Saiyan, and it's really stupid. They should call them stupid cells. That's what the S stands for. But, yeah, he explodes, Cell comes back even stronger, and he's like, ha, 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 ha. And then he does a fucking giant Kamehameha, and Goku does one back, but with one arm.
Sorry, Gohan.
And there's a really touching moment where, like, Gohan and his dead dad were talking, and he's like, oh, I'm not strong enough. And Goku's like,
boy.
Yes, you are. You no, are strong enough. Stop nice doubting yourself, it. You stupid kid, or everyone's gonna die. You dumb kid.
He was, Garb. You were doing so well for that scene, and then you just call him a dumb kid.
Yeah. Well, he's a stupid monkey kid.
He's like,
no, my kid's a monkey.
We can't say that.
No, it's a reference to the first episode.
I mean, they are.
No, we can't call him that.
No. It's because he lost his tail. That's why we can't call him that.
You're right. We don't want to appropriate him.
And then Goku gets mad at him, and he's like, you could do it or everyone's going to die, and then everyone helps him, and then they beat Cell, and that's it.
I thought that was
and
a wonderful, Cell. Like, ending scene to the series. I'm glad that there's no more after this.
Jinx! Yeah, and Goku's dead, and Goku should have just stayed dead.
Guys,
Goku should have just stayed dead. So, King Kai dies on the planet, and while we, some fucking time ago, when we were talking about other things, I looked it up because I wasn't interested, And so when I so I looked it up, and apparently it's cut out of Kai, but in Z, King Kai just says he doesn't want to get brought back. But that's actually only in the anime. In the manga, he's brought back.
Oh.
Which is...
What?
Yeah.
Interesting.
In the manga, he gets brought back. Because they, the filler, the Otherworld arc of the tournament in the Otherworld...
The one that with the little scene that they had at the end?
To, yeah, at the end, okay. That they don't actually talk, because that's all filler. And they wanted King Kai to lead him around for that, so he would actually do it. That's why he stayed dead, but in the manga, in the manga, he was brought back, you know.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty much the story there, and we've gone over all the characters, so
let's overall, see. Overall, the story was pretty fun. Just, you know, minor gripes, but hey, that's a shonen for you.
I think the story's stupid, but the characters are fun.
Oh, yes, definitely. You're the introduction of Trunks was, like, probably the best thing. I was like, yo.
Yeah, Trunks is awesome.
Like, I was like, guys. I was not aware you were Vegeta's kid.
Well,
I was aware he was Bulma's kid, but I forgot that Bulma married Vegeta at some point in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, because he likes a strong woman.
She's a perfect mate.
Bulmoose!
Bulmoose.
Get out here!
Woman! Oh, God, woman.
Woman!
Please note, we respect women here on the FAP podcast.
Guys, respect.
Guys.
Are we done with characters?
I respect Saiyans.
We haven't even...
Yeah,
We didn't even talk about... Guys, okay, ready?
Ready.
Goku, he's a Saiyan.
He screams.
He's stupid. He should have taken his medicine. He becomes Super Saiyan. He's real good. Vegeta, he also becomes Super Saiyan. Not as good as Goku, though. We got Trunks. He's better. He's a cooler character, and I like his voice a lot.
Yeah, his voice is excellent.
A small child, but he kills the strongest being in the universe.
Hey, man.
Cell, the strongest being in the universe that got killed by a kid. Yamcha, stupid. Krillin, he's great. Tien's really serious. Chiaotzu doesn't show up at all, even like barely at all.
Just name drop.
Good thing
I better go to Chiaotzu,
me.
Or else
less
he'll be
than
worried.
Oolong.
And then Oolong shows up like once.
Oh, that's the
we
pig.
Got.
Yeah, yes. That's Oolong.
He shapeshifts.
Yeah, he can shapeshift. He just never does.
Roshi
it anymore.
Shows up a little bit. Bulma actually does a bit amount, so she fixes up the robots. She's really good. I love Bulma.
Yeah, Bulma's in there quite a bit. She built the self destruction thing for self destruct 18.
Eighteen, but then she also took out the bomb out of 16.
Oh
yeah.
Right,
yeah, and that fucked him over. Yeah, there's a lot of like tiny things we skipped.
And
but whatever.
And then
Bulma's dad.
Let me think. Is there anything else? Yeah, Bulma's dad. He's in there.
Sounds like that wasn't a
that's
nice
about
contribution.
It. Oh, and then King Furry.
Right, right. How could I forget King Furry?
I think that's it though. And then then Jotaro's there.
Yeah, Josuke.
Luffy was there.
Yeah.
I mean, he was, yeah.
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, he's the strongest being in the universe. I thought he was. But Mr. Rogers is actually real good. And then I remember.
Turok 2 was there.
And then.
Sora!
Then Grimm from Billy and Mandy, he was there.
I don't like
that. And Dracula showed up.
Dracula
showed up,
and then
the Alucard
was
showed
there.
Up.
Yeah, and he was like, "What is a man?"
Ephraim was there for a little bit. Hector was there. He was pretty good.
F to pay respects.
Got and the Super Nintendo was there.
Hi, Super Nintendo Shamers.
Welcome to the 25th edition of Who's the Best Girl to Part of the Podcast.
There we go.
Where each contestant puts forward their choice for the best girl. The upset duke it out for the title of best girl. Today, our contestants, once again, will never change. We're really dumb. Our Pino Garb, myself. Who are you advocating for?
I pick Trunks.
I pick Chi-Chi.
I pick Bulma.
All right, so let me tell you about Trunks, all right?
Okay.
No, he comes from the future. You know, Silver the Hedgehog is based on him. And as we all know,
it's
Silver
no
the
use.
Hedgehog is
it's,
the best
it's no
character.
Use.
It's no use.
It's no
use. It's no use.
Use.
As we
it's
all
no
know.
Use arguing for him because it's garbage. Continue.
Ooh,
no, he's not. Him. Only a fool would think that. Listen, Trunks is the coolest. He's got a cool voice actor. He's got the power. He's got a little bit of the power of Vegeta, but he doesn't have the cockiness, you know? Because Vegeta is pretty damn strong. He's up there like just behind Goku most of the time.
Yeah, so he's so if you're not first, you're last. So
oh, you mean the king of second bananas?
I mean, as far
that's
as
Vegeta, you're talking Vegeta's, about.
As far as Vegeta's concerned, that's true. But
always living under
Trunks
Goku's
isn't that
shadow.
Way because Trunks has been through some shit, man.
Oh God, yeah, I feel bad for the kid. But he's such
I don't.
Guys, I have the Trunks saga that he, whenever he goes back to his timeline, I have that on VHS.
Oh, how many episodes?
That's how much
that?
I love Trunks. It's like, it was like 4 or 5 VHS tapes.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know however much that is.
It's a lot
yeah.
of screaming.
Trunks comes from the future. He's cool. He's like unique, right?
Yeah. He was like the unique? Only Saiyan that like wasn't too hung up on pride. He was like,
yeah.
There's that sense of urgency.
Or, like,
he's like
fighting.
No, yeah. Everyone
he was
died
like doing this. He was doing this not for himself, but for the better of the world. Even if it wouldn't save his own timeline, he still did it anyway.
Right. That still messes
he's a
me
good
up,
boy.
But I'm not thinking about timelines.
His hair grows. I don't yeah. like it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the later hair either. But they cut it back, so it's fine.
It's all right. You know, he just needs a haircut is all. I mean, there's nothing wrong.
Yeah, and Bulma does it for him later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I like their son and mother relationship yeah. they had. Like
I like the part when Bulma has a crush on her own son.
I mean, he just said she's
it's
a handsome
really funny.
Boy. That's about it.
No, she was flirting with him.
She was 100% flirting with him.
This yeah. is, we got a Back to the Future situation here. It's like
yeah,
oh,
yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised son. If that was the point. Yeah.
Not bad.
It's
not
fucked
bad.
Up.
Yeah, Toriyama's... but Trunks is not a real Saiyan. Okay.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's
as
not.
Much
he's
as Gohan.
He's a hybrid. He's not a
He's as
he's
much
not,
as Gohan.
He's not real. I don't love him.
Yeah, well, then you don't love Gohan either.
I never
shit.
Said that. Gohan yeah. at least has black hair.
Yeah?
This man is not
That's
black.
That's racist.
That's because both his parents have black hair and it's a dominant gene.
I don't like science. Don't
I don't
shove
I don't
your mumbo
remember
jumbo
at
in my
any
head.
Point in this anime when anyone wore jeans. Checkmate.
I'm telling Gene Shalit.
Can you guys talk about your characters already?
Sure.
No.
Chi-Chi. Chi-Chi's a mom.
She's a bitch.
No, hey, calm down. She is a mother who's worried about the future of her child. Especially when the child recently came back from a faraway planet fighting a demon monster named Frieza, only to come back to see Frieza once more, and only again to fight random robots and a green frog. She's got a lot to deal with.
Wait a second, that's Chrono Trigger.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's the bit.
Hey guys.
Pino died.
Chi-Chi's okay. She's a bit scary.
Yeah.
Hey man. I don't be hypocrites. I know Garb likes all the rough ones, Satsuki. You like who else did you choose? Somebody was rough. Sanji's pretty rough.
Ozen. Ozen.
Ozen would murder you by just staring at you, huh? Come on.
I'm fine with that.
Exactly.
See? It's fine. Step on
Chi-Chi,
me.
Chi-Chi, I don't know. She's just she has anger issues and I'm not about
she's
that.
She's a fighter.
She needs to,
she's just gotta fight
she needs
it
to
out.
Chill out.
She yeah, but
she's fight it out. Fight it. I really hope I clip my mic there. I just don't think that she's best girl material. But you know who yeah. is best girl material?
Vegeta.
Bulma.
I will say this, Bulma was excellent in this arc.
I could not pick King Kai because all he did was die.
Goku,
I can't believe it. But I love Bulma this arc. I know I talked about it last episode with how I would have picked Bulma if she
did more,
contributed more to the Frieza and Saiyan arcs.
Yeah.
But she did a lot in the Cell saga. We talked about it a little bit before when I did my lightning round run through. But I just really, really just like her character. She's strong. She had sex with a Saiyan, so she's durable.
Okay, yeah, fair point.
Yeah, Chi-Chi too. That yeah. is the thing.
Yeah, you're right, but... She's also just strong. She has several hairstyles. She doesn't look like a fucking brick when she was first appeared in the fucking Saiyan saga with her giant ass shoulder pads.
She looked really stupid.
She did.
She gotta be stylish. Come on, guys. Don't you know fashion?
Yeah, but she looked good in this arc because she was like visually interesting each time. Like you would change her hair.
You guys don't know. Yeah, cool hair and clothes. She's really good, and she helped with the time traveling machines.
Fixed up.
She's just
16, right?
Yeah. She's a really just likable character. Yeah. And she's prone to sometimes getting angry and yelling and compulsive. But I don't know. She's nice.
At least I don't think she'll hit you, unlike Chi Chi. Which I don't mind.
You're right.
I don't mind.
To be fair, Goku has hit her on accident a couple times.
Well, Goku's also thrown her into the space, so.
Goku's also really stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we don't talk about.
Who forgets to take their medicine the day of the invasion?
God. Yeah.
I remember specifically. He's like, I'll just take it now. Doesn't take it at all.
Hey, guys. Guess what we forgot to talk about?
Who?
The ED.
Guys,
because it's terrible.
Guys, it's not that.
It can fly, it can spread your wings.
And
you
skip.
Believe and you can do anything.
By that time, I had already skipped it. Stop it. Please. God, I hate it.
It's not that
then
bad.
I look back
it's awful.
The
It's terrible.
It's not...
It's offensive
it's not the worst
to my
I've
existence.
Heard. It's fine. Yeah, no, I sat through it a couple times.
Yeah, I watched
it
a couple times.
It is offensive to me.
You know,
mostly because I forgot to change it, but you know that happens.
You know, sometimes we have good endings, and sometimes we have ones that just don't really, I think, fit.
Fit? Yeah, no.
It's
especially
not that it's not
ones
bad.
Like,
it just
bum,
doesn't
bum,
fit.
Bum, bum, ba-na-na, bum,
well,
bum,
guys, if you agree bum, or disagree, bum, email us.
Ba-na-na, bum.
That's F-U-N-K-Y-A-N-I-M-E. P-O-D.
Nope, that's not. Nope, you fucking messed it up.
No, I didn't.
F-R-E-E.
Yeah, you did. It's
that spells
hey guys,
free.
if you want to tell me on how I'm such a good host and Garb should never be allowed
whatever.
To host an episode ever again, email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. That is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. And do we have anything else to talk about? Miscellaneous?
I have a bunch of miscellaneous stuff, actually.
Go for it. Lightning round.
So, let's see here. Going back to Dragon Ball just makes me feel good, man.
I enjoyed it.
Dragon Ball just feels like my home. You know how Scuttlebug has a home?
Yeah.
Dragon Ball's my home.
Shut up.
I do know.
Shut up.
I have a home, too.
Yeah, One
where,
Piece.
Where is it? Mexico?
One Piece.
Ba, 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 ba. Yeah.
Nope, I'm not singing.
And looking back on it, Bulma's a really good character, and it's just real good because Bulma's so good, and she was underappreciated for a while there in Z, but
she's really good in Dragon Ball, I must say. Like,
yeah, that's the thing is the
great.
So what I'm getting at is it's kind of like a roller coaster. You know, we had her doing pretty good stuff in Dragon Ball, then for Namek it was like. I'm in an alien planet.
Don't do anything.
Don't touch it.
While you're here.
Don't do it. I'm watching.
We had a bit. There was a part of the show where like it totally foreshadowed Majin Buu.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of funny.
Wait, really?
But
What?
We don't talk about that.
Here.
What?
Oh yeah. It was really funny how you could tell that someone like was telling Toriyama that, like, nope, you gotta get cooler villains. And, like, Androids 19 and 20, nope, gotta have different villains.
That explains
Androids
why they
17
died
and 18,
so fast.
Nope, yep, it was because nobody liked him.
Good
and then
Lord.
They had 17 and 18, nope, gotta have 16, nope, gotta have Cell, nope, gotta have perfect Cell, nope, gotta have perfecter Cell.
Nope, we don't like Gohan, we gotta bring back Goku.
Yeah.
You're right.
Guys,
seriously?
God, why? Why did we have to bring back Goku again? I love Goku.
I love Goku.
Goku sucks.
As to Chuck's recommendation, I actually watched a couple episodes of the final chapters with the high school.
Yeah.
And oh boy, I can't wait till we watch that.
It's so much fun, dude. I love, like, that's probably my favorite arc, the Great Saiyan arc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it too.
That's my favorite.
Okay, a couple other miscellaneous things. I listen, since this is Kai that we're watching and not the original, just in case no one's like, you guys are just about reviewing Dragon Ball Z. You know, I don't think anyone said that, but if someone does,
I said that.
I said Kai is not the way to watch Dragon Ball. You should watch Z all the way through.
Shut up.
All 200 episodes.
Actually, I don't.
I went back and watched some, and the Faulkner soundtrack is fucking amazing, but the voice acting is so much worse.
Yeah, the voice acting's so rough.
It's like really
I watched
bad.
An episode or two, can't do it.
Yeah, it's pretty rough, especially like because I was switching between Kai and Z for a couple episodes.
Oh yeah, no, that's terrible.
To like so scene were
they
compare.
All different? The voices?
No, like most of them are the same voice actors, just the performances are way better.
Like Schemmel's still was Goku, done, right?
Oh yeah, like Schemmel and like Chris Abbott is there for like all his stuff. It's literally just because they had so many more years of voice acting experience. Yeah. They had better performances and there was better direction, directing-wise. Especially with the translation, because this sticks a lot closer to the manga.
Okay.
So it...
Correct. There's less filler, too.
Yeah, and it's just... There's just a whole lot more purpose to a lot of the things that they do, and I...
It's less about wasting your goddamn time.
You're fucking right,
but I
dude.
Love Scream.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so do I. But...
Don't you like the Buu saga when they scream for 3 episodes straight?
Yeah. Don't you love the Super Saiyan 3 transformation? Because
oh
I do.
Oh my god, that takes a year.
So, ironically enough, and this is just like a little again miscellaneous thing. While I was watching Dragon Ball, I would watch this without my headphones, and my sister came over one time, and she was like, "Are you? Can't believe you're still watching One Piece." I'm like, "No." They don't only scream in One Piece. They scream other places, too. It's like, what? I'm like, I'm watching Dragon Ball.
Wow.
She's like, what?
That's really funny. It's funny to me that, like, your sister called you out on watching.
I mean, no, I had to deal with that. But at least I got to say, ha-ha, I'm watching Dragon Ball. This kid just sounds like Luffy, and that guy just sounds like Usopp.
Yep. Oh, yeah, because Krillin, yeah.
Krillin, yeah.
I guess that would be in Japanese, but... Speaking of Japanese... Kuririn. The Super Saiyan 1 Grade 2 shit that I was explaining, that's, like, never explained in the show very well.
That's
really stupid.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, you're fine with it?
I'm fine.
Oh.
I don't come to Dragon Ball for their intense geniusness.
the peak writing.
I come here
also,
to...
Also, guys...
Really good the point. Childhood I never had.
Guys, I know that this is a an episode on Dragon Ball, but I just want to say
One Piece
JoJo
is...
Part 5 is going to be 39 episodes long, so it's going to be the perfect length. Just saying.
Guys,
sorry,
I know that
man.
This is an episode about Dragon Ball,
but
just...
we have to talk about JoJo. We haven't talked about it
but
yet
I,
this episode.
Oh, yeah,
I had
haven't.
To. I want to say.
Well, we did now.
I'm going back to the hardware store.
Are we going to watch JoJo out of order? Are we going to review part 5
no.
when it finishes? No.
Well, we might. I don't know. That's for later.
Yeah. I'd be okay with that if we did it just on the record. All
right. You guys want to move on to ratings?
No.
Okay, sure. So, I liked Krillin's hair when he had it.
Guys, Krillin needs to grow out his hair more often. He's a stud.
Well, some of his hairstyles need a little work, but he's still a stud.
I had a note written down. For myself, it says future garb. Think of a joke for FAP games. It's a little late, but...
What? Wait. Can you explain to me what that note means?
So, it's like the Cell games, but the FAP games.
You could just call them the FAP games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. I wrote and said, future garb, think of a joke for the quote-unquote FAP
you
games.
You did it.
You literally could have done it for the opening instead of...
No, I liked mine a bit more.
No, I did not.
I did.
You did
well,
it.
We can fix it in post.
Guys, let's not fix this in post. I don't have enough time in my day to do that.
Oh, man. And there was a really good quote from Piccolo where he said to Gohan, he said, "You're the first person to see me as anything but a monster, and I'm
that
proud
was so
to call you my friend."
I thought he was going
to
say my son, and I was going to be like, yes. Yes. Yes.
But yes. Well, my favorite part in Dragon Ball Fighters is when they call was when he accidentally calls Gohan his son.
That's really funny.
Either that or Gohan calls him dad.
That's
it might
funny.
Be that way. It's funny either way. I love it.
That's so good. But and Tien is really underrated. Yeah.
Boogie woogie woogie.
Shoutouts to Piccolo. And Tien is really good.
You're also green.
It's my dad.
Boogie woogie woogie.
Boogie woogie woogie woogie.
Oh yeah, there's a comment from Pino saying Happy Father's Day, and it has a picture of Piccolo and Gohan.
Wait, where is that? Oh yeah, I remember.
That was a long time ago.
It's in the spoiler chat.
Oh right.
Yeah. The picture of Vegeta face down, and it's like when mom doesn't buy pizza rolls.
Okay, guys. I want to thank you all for watching.
We didn't even rate it.
Shit.
Thank you guys for watching.
Pino, how about you then, if you're so happy?
I'm going to eat a piece of bread while you talk about it.
Don't eat during the podcast. I'm Pino, hungry. Can you please, Pino, can you please give us a rating so we can go to sleep?
Guys.
So I can eat more bread.
So, since this was my first time watching something that wasn't Namek, I'm obviously not going to give it what I gave Namek. What did I give Namek? I don't remember. Anyways.
You gave Namek a 3.3.
3.3, yeah, rightfully so. But now this one, however, this one, ooh, it's a game changer. It's a game changer. Ray boys. 3.9. I very much enjoyed it.
Me too.
It was fun.
Honestly,
I like all the characters had some like characters I actually liked had growth. Like you got Piccolo literally growing back into himself. You had Vegeta crying for his son or being upset for his son. You had future Bulma and regular Bulma, which was fantastic. You just saw growth right there. You see Krillin not grow at all, like me. But I really had fun with this. Just a lot of tiny gripes, but again, it's just shonen.
Yeah, you're right. Mm. I guess I'll... Do you want me to go next?
What do you mean? You can go next.
No, I don't know if you want to go... You want to go next?
I'm gonna give it
Okay, go for it, you dumb idiot.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 2, Battle Tenders.
Battle Tendies.
That really cracked me up. I'm gonna give... You know what? Since this is the second part of Dragon Ball and that's the second part of JoJo, I would say 4.3 is what I would give Cell Saga. That's the same
thing. That's a good one.
I wouldn't argue with that.
Yeah.
And
part of that's nostalgia accounted for.
Yeah. Just because I wanted to make it average out to a good number when you average it, I'm giving it a 4.1. I really like this arc. You can see it's like 0.6 above what I gave it before, what I gave Kai. Oh! No, we'll do that when we watch the Buu Saga so we can rank the entirety of Kai together. Right. But
okay, yeah.
I just really enjoyed it. It's a lot of fun.
I was accounting Kai when I had that score, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like it's just fun. You know? And sometimes you just want to have fun with your anime and like not have to think about it.
Yeah.
And that's what Dragon Ball is, a stupid man's anime.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
It's just fun. It's a good
time.
Put
that on my gravestone. I'll die on that.
There's a lot of things on your gravestone right now, I think.
Like we're gonna have to pay for a bigger tombstone.
No, Two Nutchuck is on there.
Yeah. Why'd we bring that back?
What do you mean?
Why?
Because it's still your name.
You said you'd put it on a tombstone, I think.
I know. I think you just called me Two Nut Chuck, and I said, never call me that again, or else I'll end the podcast.
But what about
you
the other thing we would...
You're still
I'm not
going to
mention the
Discord.
Other thing, but...
what?
You're still...
Pino, tell us
about
I'm
the
good.
Signals.
No, the signals is Pino's hill to die on.
Wait, what?
Don't worry
Pino.
About it.
Okay, guys, this... Can you outro the show now?
Yeah, and so Pino's still looking at the birds.
He's biting me. I hate nature. I'm going back inside.
All right, and I was standing safely away, fortunately, and I got to watch Pino get hit by the birds.
Why aren't you helping me?
And Chuck has passed out from... He's done yelling at Vegeta. He's just kind of on the floor there. He's a sleepy boy.
Why isn't anyone opening the door? Chuck, are you okay?
Guys, this has
not
been the
really.
Funky.
I'm just on the floor. I'm a bit lightheaded.
Oh, understood.
This
so
is the.
I can't get up right now to open
this
the door.
Is...
Just give me a couple hours.
Okay.
This has been the Funky
if
Anime
you could,
Podcast.
If you could give me a cup of water.
I'm outside.
Really
How am I going to give you water?
I don't. There's a door.
I don't have the keys.
You have the key to my heart, though.
Guys, this is the Funky Anime Podcast.
The bird ate it.
Please email us. We'll fap with you next time.
Please email us. Oh, next episode.
Oh,
it's gonna be our season finale.
Oh boy,
is it? First.
Yeah,
I'm still on the ground. I don't know why.
Just keep doing it. It's funny.
Yeah, so I'm. So, for the season finale of FAP season one, we are actually going to be watching Castle in the Sky, the first Ghibli movie ever created.
Oh, this will be an easy one. Thank God.
You're welcome. And after that episode, we're going to have a little break. We're still going to release something in between the last seasons. Episode of this season, the first episode of next season. There's a Q&A. You can find it
on Twitter.
It's pinned, or you could email us.
Yeah, and we'll
know that you want to give it to us. And
we've already got some
content. If there's anything you wanted to ask us, fucking do it, and we'll probably I'll probably think of some questions just because I want to hear
and
some input. And we'll discuss
We're gonna talk about we're gonna go over quote unquote season one, and we'll talk about what's gonna be different in season two. Not a whole lot's gonna be different, but it'll be some fun stuff.
Yeah.
If you're willing to stick around.
Yes, stick around.
All right,
can
boys.
Someone give me a glass of water?
Next time on FAP.
Castle in the Sky with diamonds.
Will they finally make a good episode? Find out.
No.
Now.
Will they make an episode that's even half as good as the Nichijou one that was really good for some reason? Probably not.
Will they cry? Probably.
Yes.
Rate us on iTunes.
Or don't.
Guys, subscribe to our Patreon.
We don't have a Patreon.
Guys.
We're gonna announce it.
No.
That's the secret. That's the end of the QA video. So you at nobody
have a Kickstarter.
Asked for it. Here's the Patreon.
We're gonna have a Kickstarter. No, we're gonna open a Kickstarter for our quote unquote progressive new show.
It's called Fap With Us.
I know we'll not partake.
You know the joke I wanna say, but the joke I wanna say you'll censor, so I can't say it.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast. This ran 10 minutes longer than we wanted to.
It's fine.
Goodbye. I love you all.
Goodbye.
Have a great time of day that you're listening to this at. Bye.
You have a beautiful time.
Bye. Have a great time.